You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Joining us now from Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic this morning. So, you know, the week is going by. It seems like we were front-loaded. All the heavy stuff happened earlier in the week. I'm hoping we get to slide by the rest, but I know that's not going to happen. It seems like we're rapid-fire news every single week. One of the big ongoing narratives and things that we're following is Texas and what's going to happen with the redistributing the districts and the debate that's going on around there. What's going to happen with the Democrats who fled the state? How are they going to handle this sort of thing? And by the weekend, I'm sure you'll even have more things to talk about, but I'm sure it's something you're covering.
Absolutely right. And we're going to have Governor Abbott with us out of Texas, our exclusive guest on Fox News Sunday, to talk about this. Both he and the attorney general there in Texas are trying a couple of different legal routes that may end up with these Democrats who fled the state being adjudicated as sort of abandoning their posts. There may be, we know there will be fines, but do these people actually get ousted from their seats? Will there be special elections? There's so much to digest on the legal and political front. And you know what? We've reached out to several of the governors of the states to where these Texas legislators have fled to say, okay, we want to hear your side of this argument and why you think this is a good idea. And so we're looking across the landscape to see which other states, blue and red, are kind of signaling that they want to get in on this same fight too.
This is really the first time I can think of, at least recently, where this has happened, where you have all these lawmakers who are, you know, facing fines and they're being told they're could be arrested. Can you think of another situation, another state where this has happened, or is this really the first time to this scale where we've seen this play out?
Maybe to this scale, but I think it was Illinois a few years ago that there was a mass exodus of folks who left. I may be getting that wrong. I feel like it was one of the I states. Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. I've got to go back to the Wayback
Machine
and Google that. But I know that there have been situations in recent memory where there have been members who fled who were trying to escape voting on something. I think Texas is much more widespread just because it seems very coordinated. It's obviously a much bigger state, so you've got several lawmakers taking off. But, you know, it's something that state lawmakers feel is their only option in some cases if they don't control either house in their particular state and they don't have a cooperative governor from their party. Sometimes this is the only way they think they can operate, which is just to leave and shut things down. But in Texas, they're not messing around. They say, listen, we've got levers that we can pull to either force you back or to open up your seat, and we'll see what the courts have to say. I mean, the governor, in his case, he's gone straight to the Texas Supreme Court with an emergency appeal, not even messing around with the lower court. So we'll see how quickly he gets to decision.
I know that you have very serious type of interviews and you have the Governor Abbott on this weekend, but CNN just yesterday, their reporters used the term doesn't have a leg to stand on like twice in 20 seconds. Would you ever bring something like that up to him to see if that bothers him? CNN's kind of mocking his that he's in a wheelchair.
I don't know. You remember it wasn't long ago that Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who's from Texas, talked about him being Governor Hot Wheels, and that did not go over well in Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said that it was, you know, just saying that he, you know, whatever her explanation was, it wasn't related to him being in a wheelchair. But, of course, Governor Abbott has been known for all of his adult life as being in a wheelchair, something that obviously has not slowed him down in serving people and achieving high office and doing those things. And he's talked a lot about what happened to him as a young man. So he's been very open. I think a lot of people find his story very inspirational. And I don't think whether it's coming from a D or an R or a media organization or anywhere else, if you're referring to someone's disability or physical challenges or mental challenges, I thought in 2025 we weren't supposed to be doing that anymore.
Right. Yeah, not really smart. You know, the other big story that we're following is, of course, the Clintons being subpoenaed as it relates to this Epstein probe. How big of a deal is that? Do you think much will come out from that? Or what's the likelihood that they would plead the fifth? Because certainly they could, because mm-hmm. neither of them have been pardoned. But I don't think it would be a good look.
Exactly, because under our legal system, you can take the fifth, and it's not supposed to be presumed on any kind of guilt. You're presumed innocent. It will depend if they are potentially facing criminal charges. If they can say legitimately, hey, there's this other track going on, or there's this criminal investigation, and just for safety's sake, we're just going to take the fifth and stay out of it. It's interesting, though, if you know, like when we think about President Obama, there's this conversation about, all right, if things happened when he was president, then that immunity decision that came down in favor of President Trump would cover him as well. Well, if he's immune then from any kind of prosecution, could he take the fifth? You know, if we're talking about President Clinton, we're talking about things that are beyond his time in office, and certainly Hillary Clinton as well. I got to think they're going to throw up every roadblock possible. I cannot imagine them sitting down willingly doing a bunch of testimony to congressional committees and those kinds of things. But if you're talking about a DOJ investigation or something at that level, there could be some serious legal wrangling that's going to have to go on with a lot of these former lawmakers and high-profile folks.
Yeah, I wonder if internally they're debating who gets the better lawyer. they're like, oh, it's my
there
turn.
May be a fight.
My turn.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Well,
I want this one. You can have that one.
That's right.
Well, there's no shortage of lawyers in D.C., so they will have plenty of options.
That's true. What do you think is going to happen when it comes to the Supreme Court and the authorization of tariffs? That's the big debate, too.
You know, even some of the president's biggest supporters feel like the use of the emergency powers for the tariffs is not going to hold up legally. But we'll see. I mean, it's working its way through the federal system. It's been heard by the appellate court. We hope we'll have a decision soon from them. And you got to imagine whoever loses is going to appeal to the Supreme Court. And as you guys know, the Supreme Court doesn't have to take an appeal just because it comes to them. They get thousands of them a year. So that's the first hurdle, is even convincing the justices to hear the case, whether, you know, one side loses or the other. And then it would be, I think, months before they would even hear the case, unless they do it on an expedited basis. And we'd have to watch and see. But, you know, there are skeptics who are of the conservative legal network who think it's a tough and heavy lift for the president to win under the emergency powers. Not that there aren't other ways he can levy tariffs or different tariffs, but there's a big argument that it really is something that's more left to congressional power. It's considered a tax, and that's where the power for that lies, is with the legislative branch.
Well, we only have about 20 seconds, but for this weekend show, you mentioned Governor Abbott. What else you got working on?
Well, like I said, hopefully we get one of those Democrat governors as well. And we're talking to some members just back from Israel, Democrats and Republicans who traveled together to give us a bipartisan assessment. I think we'll have two of the folks from that trip, a D and an R, to join us as well.
Great. Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. You got to see it this weekend and every weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. We
appreciate Ryan and Ken,
the time.
Thank you guys.
You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.